Gang, it's official. We now know who Robert Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign is hurting the most. We got the latest polls to show why things are going from bad to worse for bumbling Biden. And then, you won't believe which swing state is requiring strict signature verification for 2024. We got the latest. Also, you're going to love what Argentina's new populist president just did, and we're going to see how it's a model for what Trump can do on day one of his inauguration. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. After leaving the Democratic Party some months back to run as an independent, one of the big concerns we've had is the question as to which candidate does RFK hurt the most, Trump or Biden? The data is now in, and the answer is Biden, big time. Take a look at the RCP polling aggregate. This is the national polling average taken of all the polls. When it's just Biden versus Trump head-to-head, Trump leads by 1.4 points. But take a look at what happens when you average out all the polls that factor in Bobby Kennedy Jr. Look at this. That lead jumps to 5.4 points. It's a huge advantage for Trump. And we're seeing a comparable jump in all of the swing states as well. So in Arizona, Trump goes from a 5-point lead in a two-way race to a 6-point lead with RFK. In Nevada, he goes from a 3-point lead to a 6-point lead. In Wisconsin, Trump goes from a 1-point lead to a near 3-point lead. In Pennsylvania, he goes from a 0.2 lead to a lead of 2 points. And in Georgia, Trump goes from a 5-point lead to a 7.4-point lead. So it's pretty consistent across the board. The only outlier is Michigan. Trump drops a couple of points there, but he's still in the lead. Now, of course, these polls include the announcement this week of RFK Jr.'s running mate, California-based attorney Nicole Shanahan. Most analysts argue, given her leftist bona fides, most analysts argue that that only ends up hurting Biden. Had Kennedy chosen someone on the right side of the aisle, that certainly could have siphoned off some support from Trump. But it was not to be. Shortly after the announcement, Trump came out and said that he loved that RFK was running. He said it was great for MAGA and great for the country. And now we obviously know why. Biden is struggling, make no mistake. I know the legacy media is doing everything they possibly can to try to revive his fledgling campaign by claiming that we're seeing a Biden polling surge. But as Red Eagle Politics points out, when you average out the latest polls in the RCP aggregate, you'll see that the blue line for Biden barely budges. There's no surge. In fact, Rich Barris of the People's Pundit has pointed out that Biden's actually being forced to spend money, lots of it, in Minnesota. Gang, Biden is having to defend Minnesota, one of the bluest of blue states. If he's having to defend Minnesota, can you imagine what things are really like for him in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania? And to make matters even worse for Biden, we've got a new poll that just dropped that showed that 56% of likely voters disapprove of Biden's job performance, 40% of which strongly disapprove. And as Larry Schweikert observed, that 40% are basically becoming a lock for Trump at this point. That's a locked vote for Trump. He just now has to convince 11% more that he's their man and he wins. Easy, right? Overall, 83% of respondents in that poll said that they've been adversely affected by inflation in Biden's America, with 50% saying they were struggling to keep up and afford basic necessities. That alone is going to sink Biden. Again, Trump has the easiest campaign message in the world. Things were great when I was president. Biden came in and screwed everything up. Vote for me and I'll make America great again. I mean, it's literally as simple as that. So what do you think? Do you think RFK is going to hurt Biden in November? Let us know in the comments section below. Also, who wants to come with me on a cruise? Gang, this is your chance to make this summer a summer you will never, ever forget. Now is your chance to embark on an exclusive adventure with me, Dr. Steve, and other patriots just like you as we set sail on the Mediterranean. You're invited to join us this August on Royal Caribbean's luxury liner, the Voyager of the Seas. You'll get to spend time with me and other like-minded patriots during live onboard classes as we dive into topics like the rising parallel economy, the culture wars, and how you can share my optimism in conservative renewal. We'll discover enchanting architecture, timeless artistry, and breathtaking experiences as we adventure through Spain, France, and Italy. Enjoy incredible dining experiences, enriching education, and once-in-a-lifetime attractions each and every day of this journey. It'll be a summer you'll simply never forget. Join me and your fellow patriots this August 5th to 12th for this unparalleled adventure. If you want more information, I want to take part in our last-minute pricing sale, just click on that link below. My team is waiting to talk to you right now. There are only a handful of cabins left, so don't wait. Click on that link below or go to cruiseinfo.turleytalks.com to learn more. Gang, this will be an unforgettable trip, and I can't wait to spend it with you. Click on that link below right now. We've got some amazing news coming out of the major swing state of Pennsylvania. The U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals has just ruled in favor of requiring strict signature verification for all mail-in voting in the Keystone State. Now, this is actually a reversal of a previous ruling from a federal district court that struck down, if you can believe it, it struck down a previous requirement of signature verification. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals has indeed decided that mail-in voters must specifically date the declaration of vote on their return envelope on the ballot for the ballot to be legal. In other words, all chain of custody procedures must be followed or the vote is simply not valid. It's that simple. And of course, this is huge because we all know what the Democrats are going to try to pull off again this November. I don't think the conditions are going to be anywhere near as conducive as they were back in 2020 for the mass mail-in shenanigans they engaged in, but you can be sure they'll be trying something. So any measure of accountability and verification will only serve to protect and help fortify the integrity of the upcoming election. And finally, we got some amazing news coming out of the nation of Argentina. Now, if you can believe it, their new populist president, Javier Milei, has just announced that he is cutting, get this, he's cutting upwards of 70,000 government jobs. Bloomberg is reporting that Milei made the announcement as one of the clearest signs of what they're calling his chainsaw-style approach to slashing the swollen bureaucratic state. Beyond cutting the jobs, Milei has also frozen public works, cut off some funding to provincial governments, and he's terminated more than 200,000 social welfare plans, which he saw as incurably corrupt. Now, some are liking this move to Trump's plan to implement what's called Schedule F on the first day of his presidency. What Schedule F does to the deep state is basically like what Order 66 did to the Jedi's in Star Wars. Order 66 was a top secret order identifying all Jedi as traitors to the Galactic Republic, right? And therefore they had to be eliminated. Well, Schedule F functions very much the same way. It reassigns federal bureaucrats in D.C. as Schedule F employees, which in effect strips away all of their employment protection, thereby enabling the president to fire tens of thousands of deep state bureaucrats. Some are estimating that Trump could fire upwards of 60,000 government workers on day one of his second term, which obviously would be astonishing. But here with Milei, we're actually seeing it happening in real time. So what do you think? How many government workers do you think Trump should fire? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And gang, have a beautiful and blessed Easter weekend.